Our penultimate finalist, I love that word, is Ian Thomas from the Department of Geography. Ian's presentation is titled Exploring the Ecological Value of Pacific Herring.
Humans are not alone in the universe, but we don't need to plumb the cold depths of space to find our fellow beings. All around us are thousands of living creatures that share our fragile world. Humans are not alone in the universe, but we have acted as if we are, all too often taking from the Earth without considering who else might depend on these resources that we're after. My research asks, how can we consider the needs of other living things as we extract from nature? By considering a tiny fish with an enormous impact, the Pacific herring. Imagine for a moment the north coast of BC at the end of a long, dark winter. All life seems to be at its lowest ebb. Then, vast shoals of herring come streaming in from the open sea to blanket the shallow waters with hundreds of millions of eggs. It is one of nature's greatest feasts as thousands of seabirds and marine mammals gather to sustain themselves on this gift of the sea. No other fish in BC is so important for such a diversity of wildlife. Sadly, though, this miraculous abundance is now imperiled, as overfishing has pushed many herring stocks right to the brink of collapse. Kitisew Bay, in the very heart of BC's Great Bear Rainforest, is one of our last strongholds of spawning herring. My research asks, how can we quantify the value of these herring for the entire marine ecosystem, and how can we consider the combined impacts of human harvest and natural predation when setting fishing quotas? To answer these questions, I will count the total populations of each species of marine predator gathered to feed in Kitisew Bay. Then, using a metabolic data set, I will model the daily caloric needs of each herring predator and combine that with their total population estimates to calculate how much herring is needed to sustain these healthy wildlife populations. Extending my research across time, I will take a deep dive into historical fisheries data to see how have herring populations across the BC coast fluctuated over the years. Combining these data with historical wildlife surveys, I will map out how predator migration is influenced by diminishing herring stocks, testing whether declines of herring in one region might intensify predation in another. This research will help us to understand how herring resonate throughout the ecosystem and inform management plans to safeguard their populations, helping us to act as stewards, not for ourselves alone, but for all creatures that depend with us on the bounty of the sea.